Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths, and all flesh shall see the saving power of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when an important person goes and makes a trip or a visit of some kind, what they always do is they announce their visits ahead of time. They do this so that people can be prepared, so that people can know what is going on and what they need to do, so they can really be ready for it. Just like when a president goes off and visits another country or makes a visit to one of his provinces or cities. When he goes on that official visit, what happens is that he sends people out ahead of him to make sure that everything is ready, to make sure that there's security personnel, that there's enough media people to go there and to cover the event, that diplomats go there and make sure that the country and his country or whatever is well orchestrated. You know, the same thing happens when our Holy Father, Pope Francis, goes out and makes a visit, just like when he went and visited Rio for World Youth Day 2013. Went out there and the Diocese of Brazil spent an entire year getting ready for that. And the same thing is happening now as they prepare for World Youth Day 2016 in Poland. They've already been laboring and preparing for 2 years, and they still have one more year left to go. It's the same thing that happens with us when we receive somebody into our own homes. What we do is we want to make sure that when we have an important guest coming over for dinner, we want that visit to go well. So we clean things up. We make things well. We want to make sure that the food is just right so that our guest will be comfortable and not cold, so that he'll be well taken care of. We don't want them to come into a sloppy place, not just because they won't think ill of us, but we want to do something of honor to them. You see, that's exactly what's going on in the gospel. Within the gospel today, we see John the Baptist. He is the precursor, the forerunner, the one who sent forth to announce the coming of the Messiah, to help people get their hearts ready to receive him. And that is why we have John the Baptist sent as the co-patron of the season of Advent, along with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember last week what we talked about? We talked about how Advent recalls Christ's first coming. What it does is it also readies us for him to come anew into our lives right now. It's this Advent and each and every day of our lives. And it also points us forward toward the definitive second coming of Jesus Christ at the very end of history, at the end of our own lives. The word Advent is from the Latin word which means coming toward, to Advent, to coming towards. And so it reminds us that Jesus is coming towards us today, to help us get ready for Christmas. And the message of John the Baptist is, let's get ready for him. Let us pave a highway for him who comes upon the clouds into our hearts, into our lives. You see, the words which our gospel ends with today come from the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied 500 years before Christ was born, 500 years before John the Baptist began his preaching. And John applies this preaching to his own mission in life, and therefore preaches a message of repentance. And this prophecy applies to us, I think, in two ways. In two ways. What it does is it helps us to know what we need to do first in order to get ready for Christ coming in our life. What we have to do is we have to prepare the way of Jesus in our life to get ready for Christ coming, to level all the valleys, to level all the hills, to make straight all the paths, to make them smooth and not rough. This imagery, what it does is it comes from a typical scene in which of the ancient world. Because when a king would go about making his various rounds throughout his country, what he would first do is send out people ahead of him, officials, so that they could do the exact same thing, make sure the road was safe ahead, that the people were ready, and that it was in good condition. Because the roads in the time of Isaiah were notoriously bad, filled with robbers, filled with all sorts of perils. That way, if these officials were out there to prepare the way for the king, could make sure that he would not be delayed in his journey, and that he would be less vulnerable to an enemy attack. We too, in the same way, are called to examine our own lives. Our own lives and our own souls on a regular basis. Especially during this season of Advent, God calls us to examine things, to give careful care to our own souls. Because we need to take some time to step away, to get ourselves free of the noise from the hustle and bustle of our busy world. We need to look into our own hearts and into our own selfishness, which has put obstacles within our relationships with ourselves and God and with ourselves and other people. We need to see where the laziness of our self-indulgence have led us away from self-discipline. And all of us need to look and find out where those spiritual potholes are in our lives and to clear away that unwelcome debris so that the graces which God has in store for us during this Advent can stream into our lives in an unhindered way, stream into our hearts. Because this Advent, what God really wants to do is he doesn't just want us to have a great Christmas celebration. He doesn't want us to have great decorations on the walls and gifts under the tree. What he really wants is he wants to travel by a road into our hearts and into our lives. He wants to come in to transform our lives. So we need to do those necessary repairs that allow this to happen so that we may receive him unhindered into us. There's no better way for us to do this than by preparing our hearts by going to confession, by laying our sins before him so that he can come into a home that has been swept and clean, so that he can truly do the work which he desires to do for us, to lead us to happiness. That's the first thing. The first thing that he wants us to do is he wants us to show what we need to do in our lives for him. And the second thing that this prophecy tells us is why we need to prepare for God to come into our lives. He writes at the very end of that prophecy, all flesh will see the salvation of our God, the saving power of our God. You see, humanity as a whole and each one of us individually is in need of God's grace within our lives. We need that this peace, this meaning, this joy, this happiness, this thirst for all else. Because we can't reach these things without God. We have the sin in our life which keeps us from them. We need somebody to bring that to us. It's out of our reach. And so we need someone to search us out in the desert. We need somebody to give us the waters of eternal life. What it comes down to is that we need a Savior. If we didn't need a Savior, then and we were able to give meaning and fulfillment, hope, peace into our lives, then we wouldn't have a need for Jesus to have come. We'd have no need for Christmas. Advent wouldn't be necessary in our lives. In fact, we wouldn't even need religion at all if we could get all these things by ourselves. But the fact is that we do, and we do need help. This fallen world in which we live in, and our own fallen human nature, have been poisoned by our own participation in sin, by original sin which each member of the human race has been born into. God is the only one who has the antidote. And that antidote is his grace. It's his mercy. It's his love which he desires to pour into our lives. Jesus always and at every moment of our lives desires to come into our lives with that saving grace. Just as he came so dramatically that very first Christmas, taking on flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 2,000 years ago. But even now, God desires to come closer, to bring himself closer to us, to bring us closer to the fullness of life. He is what we yearn for. But he's not going to be somebody who's just going to force his way into our life. He respects us too much to do that. And so what he does is he offers us this opportunity to prepare our own hearts so that we can willingly and longingly receive him. That is what Advent is all about. You see, we're totally dependent upon God for meaning, for fulfillment within our lives, for happiness. It's kind of like a man who's stuck in a deep, dark, and dank well. It's too tall for him to reach to the top by climbing up on his own. The walls are slippery and too smooth, so he can't climb out on his own. He's helpless at the bottom of the pit and is going to die of hypothermia if he doesn't get any help out. He needs somebody at least to throw a rope down into there to get him and pull him out. But you see, even if somebody does give him a ladder, throws him the rope, and allows him to come out, what he has to do, he can only be saved if he freely chooses to step onto that rope, to climb onto that ladder, and to be pulled to safety. The ladder will do him no good if he doesn't use it. And you see, in that analogy, we are that person We are that man who is at the bottom of the well, at the bottom of the pit. We live in a fallen world that has been darkened and separated from God by original sin and by our own participation in that sin. Jesus Christ is the ladder that God the Father lowers down into us this Christmas. But even though God has given us a Savior, we have to freely choose to welcome Him, to listen to Him, and to obey Him. And what this means for us, this means that we have to repent from our sin and leave behind our own self-centered tendencies, those habits of selfishness, self-indulgence, which block our progress towards salvation. We are in need of a Savior, in need of Jesus Christ. And that is the message of John the Baptist, the message which the church wants to bring to you and to me each and every Advent, and especially now. Christ came to the earth the first Christmas for one reason, and that was to be our Savior. That is why His name is Jesus, which means God saves. He wants to come again to us spiritually this Christmas and to let us more experience the fruits of His salvation. And to finally, He will come again at the end of history, being the longing of our fulfillment. This is our God, who lovingly and powerfully involved in the world and in our lives. He offers us His hand if we will only accept it. And so Advent gives us this opportunity, like we talked about last week, to spend more time in prayer, to use the sacrament of reconciliation to free ourselves from those ways in which we've ruined our lives through sin. We participate in the lighting of our Advent wreaths here at church, but also within our own homes, reminding us that we are moving closer and closer to the light of Christ, which is coming into the world. We decorate our houses for Christmas so that God may find a beautiful home, not just within our own living spaces, but within where we truly live, within our bodies, within our souls. Each of these are designed to encourage us to let Him be more involved in our lives. And so if we haven't started in these activities of adding more time for prayer, of serving our brothers and sisters more, of doing all these things, of going to the sacrament of confession, it's not too late to start now. We've only lost 1 week and still have 3 more laid before us. With our God, who is omnipotent and mercy is endless, it's never too late. Let us begin anew by opening up our hearts during this time, during these weeks which remain before us. But we should also consider ourselves as the lucky ones because we're here at Mass. That means that we know what's going on. That means we are attentive to God even in some little way. But there are others who aren't. You know? Others who aren't even with our own little village here in Encino, who aren't here present with us but ought to be, those who are baptized, those who need to fall in love with Christ but are languishing in their own sin, in their own ways, not recognizing Christ. What God has given us is not just for ourselves, but to help us bring and prepare other souls to encounter Christ as well. Because Jesus came to save them too. Just as He saved us from the pit of our own despair and sinfulness, God wishes to lower the ladder, which is Christ Jesus, into the lives of all who are around us. So part of our preparation needs to be spreading this news of hope to those who are around us, to reminding others that God wants to be involved in their lives too, no matter what it is that they may have got themselves into in their own sin. Really, what Advent is about. Advent is about God wanting to prepare a highway in our hearts, level, straight, and smooth, so that we may rejoice when we see the salvation of our God. Yes, in our own lives, but also in those who are around us. Praised be Jesus Christ.